Okay, we're picking up five lines from the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amar Beis. We're discussing another Amora ruling about an Eishes Achiyavi. So it says the Gemara now, Meimar Achshar Beishes Achiyavi Aviv. So the Gemara says now that Meimar said it was permitted to marry the wife of one's father's brother. Meaning your great-great-uncle, that would be the father's brother. Sorry, no, your great-uncle, that would be father's wife. Uvachos avi aviv, and one's father's sister, a great aunt. So, meaning a great uncle's wife through marriage, and also a great aunt, actually married, blood related to you. So, where it says, Amarle, Rav Hillel l'Ravashi, Shavila asked Ravashi, so apparently agreed with Amimar, because why is he asking Ravashi this? Le didi chazili shnios mar d'Ravana. So, I once saw the list of the shnios arayos of the son of Mar, the son of Ravana. And he had 16 written down as the Isra cases. My love, Timnei, Timas Nisa. Now, Lechora, they're going to have the 8 ones that are mentioned in the Brisa, and the 6 mentioned of Revchia, and these 2. The wife's father, or the father's brother, and the father's father's sister, the 2 camels we just brought. Hashitra, there were 16. So you see that the 2 women in Lechora are going to be in the list, because Lechora, if they're going to be in the list, otherwise how are we going to make up the 18? So Ravashi responds to him, but according to your own reasoning, that we have Shivsari Havyan, that we're going to still have 17. Taha Ika Eshes Achi Haim Min Haim. There's still the example of the wife of the wife's maternal brother, which we learned in that case, that is going to be Aser of Shneil Sarayos. So therefore, Lechor, that should be Aser. So the Gemara responds, Hello Kasha, turning on to Chav Bezim Ralph now. Hanach Tarte, these 2 women, Rashim Boitat, Eshes Achi Avin, and Achos Avi Av, Shein Tzad Achua Da'av. And therefore, I understand, so it says Gemara, Dami La Dade, they're similar, as Rashi pointed out. We understand that because each case has the paternal's grandfather's sibling, that makes sense. And that is just, in each case, you have the Erva Daraisa existing in the previous generation, and then you're just extending that one generation up. So, Kechad Chashivlu, therefore, it's considered one category, even though it's 2 different cases, Veha Shitzer. And so, you have a total of 16. V'ami Kol Makom, Medi Chazin, Delan Dechsevli Surin. But still, I've seen 16 in any cases. Even that any event, we have to assume that the wife of the father's brother, wife's father's sister, amongst these 16 cases that are usher. So lechora, this is going to be problematic. So the Gemara answers, Amar Leir, Ravashi responds, Lutamech, but even according to reasoning, Ihavi Ksiv Latera, if the Mar Ravana's Lish had this listen as specifically being permitted, Mihavit Samkalai, would you have relied on them? Demar Bered Ravana, Michasam Alaya. You would have argued that Mar Ravana didn't sign them explicitly saying that it's mutter. He would say the list isn't really, it's a controversial list anyway. So it's lav dafka. So la bar brei d'rabana chasim alayim. He didn't sign them. Therefore, the unsigned list is therefore containing the case of the father's wife, the father's brother. Therefore, they're not going to be able to have the koach to overturn Amimar's halacha that these 2 women are going to admit it. And Ravashi is basically arguing that there's not really befair. So therefore, we could argue it's not necessary usher. Now the Gemara is going back to what we saw on yesterday's daf, that we have the 6 cases of the Shnei Sarayos that were in Reb Chiya. So now the Gemara is just fleshing this out. Tana de Reb Chiya, we learn in the name of Reb Chiya. Shlishi Shibimno, the 3rd generation involves a son, meaning if you have, Rashi points out, if you have the son's daughter, because your son's daughter is an Isser Daraisa and Erva, so therefore the Shnei Sarayos is the son's daughter, is going to be Shnei Sarayos, and that would be the case that follow would be part of the Shnei Sarayos. So then we have that case. So then, what about, and also Shavito, similar thing, that if you have the daughter's son's daughter, so your daughter's daughter your granddaughter through your daughter's daughter is going to be an Isra Ever Minat Torah. So therefore, the Rabbanan are extending it to that case as well. And Shababan, Ishto Vashababas, Ishto, that wife's son and a wife's daughter, meaning if you have your wife's son's daughter, his wife's son's daughter is an Erva Daresa, so then his wife's son's daughter, that's, if you have your son's daughter, if your wife's son's daughter, so then the granddaughter, then it would be an Isser, great-great-granddaughter, that would be something which is an Isser Derabanan of Shnei Sarayos. And the case of Shebebas Ishto is the case where you have the wife's daughter's, we have again wife's daughter's son's daughter according to Rashi. So his wife's daughter is going to be a Isser Deraisa. So that's what we're discussing over here. Shnia, those are going to be a Shnia Zaraya. So the 4th generation is the father-in-law. We're always going to discuss why we're calling this the 4th generation, but we're saying that the father-in-law's mother's mother is the 4th generation to the wife. The Gemara is going to flesh that out, why it's called a Revi. So then, Shnia, it's also going to be a Shnia Zarayos, because the mother, because we have the case of the mother-in-law, which is going to be a erva deresa, so therefore the grandmother to the wife and the is going to be usher to the grandmother and her son's daughter to the woman, therefore they're going to be, both cases are going to be a shneos laraya. So now the Gemara is bothered by why are we calling one a shlishi and one a revi. So says the Gemara, Amar the Ravina Ravashi, Maishna Lamala de Kachashiv Leilishtoi, Maishna Lamata de Lokashiv Leilishtoi. Why didn't we, in the first case that we mentioned, we talk about the father and the mother-in-law, so then we discuss they're called the revi. So then we mentioned revi, that we go, Kachashiv Leilishtoi, you count your wife as a number, another kilu, it's like that's already one, and then your wife's mother, and then her mother, and her mother, that's already, that's why we get up to four generations. Maishna Lamata, when it comes to the other cases though, the first four cases of Braisa, which is talking about, we were discussing the Shlishi, so then you have the case of the daughters of one son's son, it also could have theoretically been from your wife, and therefore also been considered a Revi as well. So why are we calling one a Revi, and why are we calling one a Shlishi? Just a technical question about the Lashon of the Braisa of Reb Chiya. So Gemara says, Lamala Disra Mikoach Ishtu Ka'ase. So where the Shnias LaRayas is coming all specifically because of the woman's wife, it's a woman's wife's parents and her grandparents who are the one who's creating this iser to you. So therefore, we consider that a further chashiv lay, the Tana includes it. Lamato, however, when it comes to the ones below, so the isura lav mikach ishta kaase, it's not necessarily coming through your wife, lo kachashiv lay. As Rashi points out, that it's not necessarily coming from koach ishto, as Rashi says, the bebita banusa skin, and we're discussing specifically, it could be the case of a wife who comes through the fact that if you rape the woman, that's still going to be considered your child for this purpose. It's nothing to do with the fact that you're married, and therefore it's not connected to the fact that your wife, and therefore she doesn't count as part of the count. So the Gemara says, so Ravina has a kasha though. Ravina asks, Veha ben ishto uvas ishto, but there are the cases that are in the first case, we have the wife's son, the wife's daughter, the third and fourth cases of the Braisa, seemingly, that is seemingly talking about where you're married in the Havamina. Why don't we say that that also should be considered a fourth generation? So the Gemara says, no, because I did the Tana Shlosha Doros Lamata Didei, Velo Kachashulei, the first three cases, we only mentioned the first two cases rather, because this is case three and four right now. The first two cases we mentioned only considering it three Doros, so then we only consider this case three Doros because we're really considering it part of the marriage, even though this case could have been through, this case was only through marriage also. So Namar says, Taninami Shlosha Doros Lamata Didei Velo Kachashulei, just stylistically to remember, again, they used to memorize all the Mishnahs and Braisos to keep them, the Lashonos lined up, we wanted to keep this in this Lashonos, and therefore to say that they're going to be a Shlishi, when really, in a Chanami though, case three and case four of the Braisa of Chiya could have been a case where they're married and therefore be considered as not specifically when they're, specifically when they're married and therefore considered a fourth generation case. So now the Gemara says, Amar Lei Ravashi the Rav Kahana, Ravashi asked Rav Kahana, Shnios Devei Rav Chiya. The guards to Rav Chiya's Yeshla and Hafsik, do they have a Hafsik or in Lam's Hafsik? According to Rashi, it's a big machlokes in the Rishonim, Rashi's understanding is that the Rashi seems to understand that even the first two cases of the one son's daughter and one's daughter's daughter are going to be the Shaila over here if they have the Hafsik. Do these Isurim continue going as we saw before in the case of Rav, discussed earlier, that they're going to keep on going even though it could be Mikoach, the same original Isur of the fact that it's your, either on your mother, on your wife's side, the in-law's side, or the daughter, are they going to continue? So Gemara says, Tashma, we can bring a proof. The Amar Rav, Rav says, Arba Nashim Yesh Lo Nefsek, Vesula, Rav seemed to indicate in his Mediyak, he said four of them are going to stop, and the rest seemingly do not, so therefore Rabbi Chiya would be included in this case of the ones that have six. The Gemara says, no. Dilma ki kama Rav, Lo Imas Nisan. Rav was responding to the question asked, as Rashi points out. They asked him Mashnios, and that was Rav was answering, these cases that have a Hefsek Vesulo, and Enachanami, he would agree with Rabbi Chiya's psak, but he was just discussing that specific case. He wasn't coming to exclude any of the cases of Chiya, so you don't have a Raya from the case of Rav. So therefore the Gemara says, Tashma, we can bring a proof from Chiya, actually do have a Hefsek. Shlishi v'ravi, shlishi v'ravi in tvelo. It says, it's meduik. It says these are the third generation and fourth generation, and that implies that specifically only the third generation and fourth generation of these arayos are going to be aser medarbanan. But if you go a generation up from that, if you go a generation further, that would not be an iser. Tvelo, that would not be aser. So the Gemara says, no, also we can reject this proof, because zilam shlishi v'elach, mervi v'elach, it just meant, you're right, it's a chiddush that even starting from three generations up, it's still going to be aser medarbanan. Even starting from four generations up with regards to the mother-in-law, in that case, the mother-in-law's mother's mother, right, that case is going to be four generations up, and still, even if it goes further, if the great-great-grandmother happens to be alive, in a chanami, that'd be usher also, so that would be not a diuk either. So now the Gemara continues. We see that the one who came from Eretz Yisrael, oh, Marava is Eretz Yisrael, and he says, they asked, Gazu shnios begerim. So now we don't have an answer to that. We don't have the answer to Rav Chiya, whether or not it would be a hefsek or not. So now we're asking a different question. What about when it comes to a ger? We know the halacha is that gershin is gayer kekatan anolad dami, that when a ger is misgayer, even if he was born to his sister halachically, or to even his mother, and they are both non-Jews and they both convert, halachically you are allowed to get married. However, the Rabbanan made a gzira because of the fact that we're going to say that even the goyim are machmir on a raya, on at least the erev of a mother or about a sister. Those things, hopefully, they're machmir on. They're supposed to, so they're going to say you're coming from the goyish land, goyish halachas, and now kaviyachal obviously, and now you're coming to Yiddishkeit and you're dropping everything. So therefore, the Rabbanan made a gzira. So here, the Gemara's question is: do we have the halacha of shnius harayos by a gerim? Even the halachas favadai by the arayos mamish, so now we're just saying that gzeira's question they have. The Gemara points out, ilo gazer shneos begirim. So again, b'omer rava gazer shneos begirim, ilo gazer shneos begirim. Do they make this takan or not? Amar lei, so the Gemara says, hashta uma erva gufa. So now when it comes to erva itself, we just said, ilav shelo yomru bayim ekdusha chamar lekdusha kala. This is a svara, that when a ger comes, and he's saying, oh, I was usher to my sister, now I'm mutter to marry my sister, so I'm coming of a more kaddish kavyachal, a religion that was more holy to a religion that's less holy, I'm allowed to marry my sister now. So Gemara says, so therefore we make a gzera. So lo gazerbana, had it not been for that, we wouldn't have even made a gzera. However, over here, when it comes to shnios, he's responding clearly, they would not make a gzera on that because it's not something which the goyim generally keep. If it, a whole halacha, the premises of this whole halacha is that the only time that this is going to be usher for a ger to marry his sister is because of the fact there's an erva, it's an erva that they keep. But if they don't keep shnios l'arayos, which the Gemara assumes is a devar pasha, they don't keep, like the grandmothers from the mother-in-law, your grandmother-in-law, so that is not going to be something they keep, so therefore we'd be allowed to keep it in. They don't have to keep it in the halacha either, and therefore when they convert, they would be allowed to marry. We don't extend the Isra Darbanan. So Zag Demar Vaita, Amar Rabbi Nachman, Gerim Ha'ol V'Asal Yada. Now we're discussing a concept of Gerim. Neva V'Masal, let's talk about it a little bit in halacha. Achim Mina'im Lo Ya'idu, V'Yimeidu Eidus and Eidus. So now, we just said, Gershon is Gayer Kekatan Anol Adami. So what happens when they were Megayer? And when they were a gayer, and they want to testify. So we just said they're not related. But really, when it comes to their maternal relationship, we do assume that at the end of the day, because we still have a concept of a korva sa'im, because it's definitely her mother. We assume that it's definitely the mother is definitely where you came from. And therefore, we're definitely assuming that there is some sort of level. So midrabanan, we tell you not to testify together, because we know two brothers are puzzled from testifying. However, if they did testify, then it would be b'di'evet, okay? Because you really, at the end of the day, when push comes to shove, even by the case of the aim, it's gershin iskayer kikaten anol adami, they're not mamish, not like related at all. However, says Rav Nachman, achim in av me'edin lechatchila. Since the av, on a level, when it comes to, we don't really know the father is anyway, so therefore we don't, because Rashi points out, Rahman afkir lezara mitzri, zarma susan zarmasam, hilgach korvasav, inner korva, the relationship of a father when it comes to the goyim are not related at all, and therefore it's not considered if they are even related. So says the Gemara now. Amemar amar afil achim in aim, nami me'idin lechachila. Amemar disagrees. He disagrees with Nachman. He says even maternal brothers who are goyim, who converted, are allowed to testify. Even lechachila, you don't have to do it only b'di'evad. Rather, even if they want to lechachila, they'd be allowed to get married to testify. Ma'ishna marayos. So the Gemara asks, then why is this different than when it comes to arayos? As we know, when it comes to the case of eid arayos, we're going to learn in Daf Tzadik Ches. The Gemara is going to tell us. Rashi says that gersha nasi achosim in aim yotzi. That midrabanan, we tell you that a ger who is related to a sister, who decided to marry his sister from his mother's side, he's taka chayav to divorce her. So why is the edus different? So the Gemara says, because at the end of the day, erva lekol masura, edus levestin masura, the gerish neskaya kagata nola dami. That really, at the end of the day, this should have been something which should have been mutter for a ger to marry his sister from an aim. I also, there would have been any problem. However, we're saying now, erva lekol masura, when it comes to arayos, everyone gets married, and therefore they're going to see, oh, wait a second, is there no halacha of marrying a sister? They're going to assume that there isn't, and therefore, so then we're assuming that the whole reason, they're not going to know because of the reason is Gershon, and therefore they're going to come to make the mistaken conclusion. However, when it comes to the halachas of Eidos, Where are you giving edus always? You're giving edus a beis din. So we assume that hopefully the dayanim know halacha. So if we're assuming that a dayanim will know halacha, there's not a problem of making this crucial mistake of assuming that this should apply to a yid, and we would never come to assume that achim and a'im would be allowed to testify together, and therefore we'd never make a takana. Okay, moving on to the next Mishnah. Mishi yesh lo ach mikol makam. Anybody who has a brother, of any kind of brother, Gemara is going to come to say what is it included. Mamzer, zokek as eshes achiv liyibam, so that if there was Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven dies without any children, Shimon is a wife. We don't say Reuven's wife is partner from Yibam Chalitza. If the brother's a mamzer, we assume that there is a chiyuv to do Chalitza. Right? That's Midrabanan. Midaraisa really could esed el chalitza, but we don't want to be marbev mamzerim, and we're afraid of Briya Rishonah to be Dashnina, so we say only do Chalitza. Now, v'achiv hu l'chol davar, and he's his brother for all halachas that we're going to see, in regards to inheriting him and things like that. If you have a brother from the fact that your father had a bia with a non-Jew or a shifcha kneinis, so then we're going to learn that is not considered a brother. The Gemara Kedushin learns that out, that she's not related to you. We're going to get to that by Hashem a little bit in the Hamsheikh. Mi sheyesh lo ben mikol makom, and there's son, any kind of son, even a mamzer, we're going to see, put there a station of him in a yibim. The son is going to exempt his father's wife from yibim. V'chayev al makosav al kolosav, and this son is going to be chayev if he hits his father, curses his father, which we know that's an isher d'oraisa, a chiyuv misa. If a person does either of those two things, if he wounds his father, or if he curses his father, that's a isher d'oraisa. And the father's son, and his son for every matter of inheriting him, except for one who has a son from a non-Jew, from a shivcha kneinis, from a slave, a non-Jewish slave, or just a non-Jew in general, both of them are going to not inherit you, and they're not considered your son for the purposes of the halacha. That's pretty familiar with that. That's why intermarriage, when a man Chas V'Shalom marries a non-Jewish woman, the kids are mamash not Jewish. So that's the Gemara. What is a brother of any kind coming to include? What sort of brother is meant over here? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda lasuye mamzer. It comes to include a mamzer, that even a brother is a mamzer, is going to have a shaychus for yibum. So the Gemara says, Pshita achiv. Why would I think that it's any different? This is clearly achiv. So why? I don't need to teach you this halacha. We know that you're going to have the halacha of specifically of doing yibum. So the Gemara, Ma'ad is same, Leilif achu achuv ibn Yaakov. I would have thought, we have Xerah Shava with the same Lashonas about Bnei Achim and Shnei Masar Bnei Achim and Achna, that we are 12 brothers, and Kacha Yivne, Kacha Yashar Shalisha, they're not based Achiv, so we have Xerah Shava from the words of Achiv that we've used this already before to learn a few of the Lachas by Yaakov Avinu to the Lachas of Yivim. So I would have thought, just like Malahal and Ksherin, Vlopsulin, we know that the brothers, all 12, the Shvatin, the Shifte Ka, they're all Kasher, they're all Tzadikim, so then that's what they have to be, legitimate brothers. It can't be someone who's born out of an Isser when it comes to the halachas of Yibam. So therefore, Kamash Blah, and the Mishnah is telling us that this doesn't apply. So the Gemara says, wait, that's such a good Gzera Shava. The Gemara says, Eimal Chanami, that's actually talking about such a good Gzera Shava. Why don't we say that Gzera Shava? Why don't we say that this Gzera Shava would apply? We have a concept that Sosa point out in different places, in Gzera Shava the Mechza, so we should learn all the halachas. And Mamish learned this halacha up, that we should say, just like we know the Bnei Yaakov or Kasher, so too, the only time it was going to apply was an ach kasher, not an ach who's a mamzer. So the Gemara says no, because kevan del inin yibum miftar niftar. That because at the end of the day, we know that if you have a ben mamzer, we know this halacha that we're going to learn this out from Ayin Alav, that's Xeris HaKasuv. We're going to learn that when you have a child, even if the child is a mamzer, you pater the woman from doing yibum. So therefore, let's say like Reuven marries Sarah Be'isser and he has a daughter, Reuven marries and he has a son, and he has a son Shimon. So now Shimon is a mamzer, and then Reuven decides to marry Beheter Leah. So now Reuven dies. So Leah and Sarah, one is was married to him, Be'isser, it was a chozishta, whatever it may have been. So that child will pater the one who was mutter Leah. He'll pater Leah from doing a yibum with Reuven's brother Yisachar. So that would be the case. Since that's the case, the halacha is that we don't have this gzera shava over here. Therefore, miskak nami miskak. Therefore, we definitely assume that there is the concept of doing yibum. As we mentioned, this is going to be the halacha that you only could do chalitza and not to yibam. There is a zakuka, that there is the fact that she has the shaychas to the brother, even if he's a mamzer. Now the Mishnah says, ve'achiv u'lechol davar. So again, why l'mayel? So what's this halacha? You tell me that he's your brother for all purposes of halacha. Liyarsha l'tamelo, that if he's your brother, fully, that if the person dies any children, so the next in line to inherit him is the brother, so the brother will inherit him even if the brother is a mamzer. Or to be metameh, we know a kohen is aser midoraisa to be metameh for any except for meitz mitzvah to anyone who's not a family member. And then there's the exception of la'aviv le'ima la'achiv la'achoso lo yitama, which is a machlokas, so that's a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv, or he's allowed to, but everybody agrees that's a machlokas of Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Everyone agrees that you're definitely mutter to, I think we hold it's a mitzvah to be mitameh for those family members. So we have the Zion Krovim. You have your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your children, your son, and your daughter. And then we also have your wife, your spouse. So the Gemara says, this is also Pasha though. Pshita Alev, he's a fully your brother. Why would I assume any otherwise? It's a fully your brother. We have the Lacha by Yibum, so why would I assume that this Lacha is any different? So the Gemara says, Lacha Dech, I mean, no, because I would have thought the following. I would have thought, Haluk, Sleev, Ki'im, Lashiro, Hakalo, Ravilav, the Aviv Lima, Lachiv, Lacha, so that whole Pasuk is the one I was just quoting before, that this whole Pasuk is talking about the Kohen who's allowed to be Metame for his relatives. So who do we learn out? We learn out that Sheiro is your flesh, who's closest to him, that's the one you're allowed to be Metame for. We have a Drasha, Sheiro is Ishto, that the flesh is your wife. We're learning Sheiro is your wife because your wife is your flesh. The Torah says, Vayu, that they're going to be one flesh together. So that was, that they came from the same, the Adam came from Chava, whatever. We learned that from the fact that Adam and Chava were together, that Indian, then we learned that Sheiro is Ishto. So now the Gemara is saying, so then if that's the case, so then, we learn a husband is not allowed to make himself tameh for those who desecrate him. So the Gemara has a drasha, yash baal shem tameh. There's those who's going to allow to be tameh for, yash baal shem tameh. There's a husband who's not allowed to be tameh for his wife. How does that work? However, if a kohen is married to a regular kosher lady, then great, shkoyach, he's allowed to be metame for her. If he's not, though, if he's married to a grusha, then he's not metame for her, because that case is going to be something which is interesting. That's part of the drasha. So then I would have thought over here, achanami metame ulaach kosher, maybe also by a brother, that we learn by she'ero and only this kosher, so also by the brother we can learn through a similar mechanism that it should only be that a brother, ach kosher, uveinu metame ulaach pasul, that only through a kosher brother, not a mamzer. Kamash Malan, so therefore Mishnah has to teach you this chiddush that we don't make this drasha. To which the Gemara has a similar question we had before, but it's such a good drasha. Taka, why don't we say that drasha? Why don't we say you're not metame for your brother who's a mamzer? So the Gemara says, Imachanami, so where's Asim Lafuke Kayama? There, the wife is Lafuke Kayama. She's supposed to be, every time you're with her, you have an Isser. And Isser Dereisa to be married to her, and Isser Dereisa to be with her, Isser to be with her. So he has every moment he's supposed to be getting divorced to her, so therefore he's not letting Matame her. Here, Achivu, nothing's changing. He's your full fledged brother, there's nothing you can do to change it, and there's nothing you should do, meaning that's it. That's the Matthias right now on the ground. And therefore, the Lacha is, you're allowed to be Matame him, as opposed to the wife with the She'iro, we don't live in the same Joshua, because She'iro, she's not really your She'iro. She's not supposed to be your basar echad, but you're allowed to change that matzias, and you should be changing the matzias to divorce her. So therefore, a different drasha. The Mishnah continues, "Chutz mishiyesh la'achman shiv chamin out of v'chamin." My time out. What's the reason that two sons are not considered brothers in the case where you have one brother came from the Jewish mother and one came from the non-Jewish mother? Why can we see does yibum? Says the Gemara, "Aisha v'datia la'dinea." That the pasuk over here is telling us when it comes to an Eved Ivri, an Eved Ivri is allowed to marry a shivcha charufa. That's one of the heters of Eved Ivri. The Gemara Kedushin talks about this length, the first parak, these halachas. So we see, and then what happens? The child of such a marriage, or whatever you want to call this, the child of this union is going to be somebody who is not Jewish because they stay Eved Kananim. So we see that the Vlad is Holech Achar the father, and therefore that's a drasha that we have to teach you that they're not going to be necessarily related. That he's not related to his son who he has through Shifchah Kananis. The Gemara in Kedushin, and the Gemara is going to talk about this later in tomorrow's daf. So I guess we'll get this more. But there's another pasuk also, the pasuk of Kiyasir has Bincha Me'achori, which the Gemara in Kedushin learns out also that only when is he called Bincha? Only when he's through your daughter's marrying a non-Jew. However, if when it's your son's marrying a non-Jew, mama not Jewish, that's the drasha that the Gemara has to say that they're not going to be considered Jewish. Anyone has a son of any kind, he exempts his wife from doing yibum. So again, if Reuven was married to Be'isser to one of the Arayos and he has a child and that's a kid is a mamzer and then he marries Beheter to another lady, Lady B, that Lady B is going to be pater from yibum and chalitza. So what type of son is any kind of son? Amar Yehuda, let's say mamzer, that even a mamzer is going to be pater the child. So the Gemara says, what's the Joshua my time up? This is what we quoted before. Damakra uben ein lo. It says specifically kiyashu enafshim yachdav, and one of them dies, right? And then we say uben ein lo. He doesn't have any child. So ein lo, we have a drasha. What's ein lo? We're having a drasha. The word ein can be spelled without a yud, right? We have sometimes ein is spelled with the ma'aniv, like things without a yud. Here it's specifically with the yud, so we can have a extra drasha. So the lashon of ein is similar to lashon with an ayin of ayin to look at. So the Gemara has a drasha ayin alav to examine him and see if he has any child anywhere. That is going to be the lach over here. If he has any type of child, then even a manger is going to pater him. The Gemara in Bava Basra tells us that a daughter is also like a son with regards to the fact that even if you have a daughter, she paters the family from doing yibum also. That's also part of it. So it's not exactly clear where that comes from. So the Sifri, and some of the Rishonim, they learn out that this halacha is coming from this halacha, the Elo, Einalav, that if he has any type of child, meaning not just a ben, it means any type of child. So when we see that ben sometimes doesn't always mean specifically your male son, rather it could even mean your daughter, it could be any of your children, that's all shayla, vigatil vincha. Is there a mitzvah deraisa to do, or is there exclusion to not teach your daughters on the night of the Seder? So coming up, and so no, the pasha says, if I'm not mistaken, I think we hold that you do have to teach your daughters. Also, binchas lav davka always coming lafuka. Your daughters is coming to just say, sometimes it's just the general, it's just a man to son, but that would be something which I think you do have an inyan to teach your daughters as well on the night of the Seder. Anyway, going back to Vir, I know. Next part of the mission, chayav amakaso, you're chayav for the wound of your father. So Gemara says, wait a second, though, my. We have a pasuk that says that you should not curse. You are a nasi, a person who's the leader of the generation. So we learn. What do we learn? Ba'amcha of your people. Why'd you say ba'nasi losar? What does it mean ba'amcha? Well, the extra lashon ba'amcha is extra. It's a privilege. Why do you have the lashon that it's in your people, in your part of your people? So the Gemara has a drasha because ba'osim asi amcha. Only when you can't curse the leader when he is conducting himself as a leader should. He's keeping halachas and he tries to keep halacha. So that is something when you cannot curse him. So we learn from over here that if somebody is somebody who's not keeping this path of halacha, then you can curse him and you can say bad things about him. So hold to your altar when it comes to your father. If he had a mamzer, then obviously he's not keeping halacha, that he just violated the Isser Karis or an Isser Lav, even according to Bekiva, whatever it is, whichever town it is, we assume the way we pass, let's say he's violating Isser Karis to have this union, to have mamzeros, and he's obviously not osim ma'isamcha, he's not keeping halacha. So says the Gemara, "Kedamar Pinchas Mishmeder." But no, but also tshuva. If he did tshuva, Mishnah Chagiga talks about a case of someone who returns a clay kodesh that was stolen. So he returns it, and he's believed to assume that he says Adi Matamed. Rav Pinchas explains that we assume that he did tshuva, and therefore when he's bringing it back, he also is going to not lie about the status that it was tameh or tahor, and we can believe him. So the Gemara says, "Achanami be'osa tshuva." So to hear, it must be what we believe him. Not really believe him here. The fact that we're not going to be chayav for cursing him because he was osim ma'isamcha because he did tshuva. Gemara says, wait a second though, is it even shayach to do tshuva for this? Bar tshuva, is it really shayach to do tshuva for this case? V'atana, no winner in the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, in Chagiga, the Mishnah says, Shimon ben Manasseh omer, ezu mavas me'uva shelo yichal liskoin. That the Pasuk in Kohelet says, things that cannot be straightened. Ze'a bala erva, someone who has a relation with an erva, v'oli men a mamzer. You have an erva and you have a mamzer. There is nothing you could do to rectify your avera. That's it. That's mavas shelo yichal liskoin. Pasuk Kohelet is talking about this case, because there's no way to fix it. So there's no way to do tshuva, we see. So the Gemara says, no, Hashem ya osa ma'isa amcha. At the end of the day, you're right. The meaning, the result of what he had done can never be erased. However, we're not going to say that he's not osa ma'isa amcha. They do tshuva for tshuva, the fact that Hashem is going to forgive him. Even for that, Hashem can forgive him personally. His child that he came out of, that he created through this union, is never going to be fixed. But he himself is able to tshuva, and Hashem will still be able to fix him and call him osa ma'isa amcha. So the Gemara writer says, Gemara talking about arayas. Tzan rabbanan, ba'ala chesoy v'hi bas ishto. So if someone has relations with his sister, she's also the daughter of his father's wife, meaning she's his father's daughter from her marriage. That would be the case. There's two different psukim in the Torah. The Torah specifically has the sister and the daughter of the father's wife. So according to Rabbi Yossi, the Tanakama, you're going to your chayav two different lavim. What's an afkamina? If you're boiler by accident, if at nighttime and you didn't see and it was you thought it was saver shishto and it was really this sister. So are you chayav two different korban chatas? Is it one? You violate two different lavim in the Torah. One. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Amar Ein Chayav Elamishum Achosa Bilvad Vilovnei Ba'aseish Alchav. You only chayav one of them. So now the Gemara is going to come at the whole long machlokas over here, how each one held what they did. My time in the Rabbanan, what's the reasoning for the Rabbanan? Says the Gemara, Amrei, we say Michti, Ksiv, we see that it says in the Pasuk, Ervas, Achoyzcha, Bazavicha, Bazimecha, Ervas, Bazavicha, 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 Achoyzcha, Lamali. Again, it's the same thing. What you're talking about, the nakedness of your sister when your father's daughter or your mother's daughter, and then why don't you the Pasuk that talks about your father's wife's daughter who's born to your father? So that's your sister also. So with the Chorah, so it says in Tanakama, Shamina Lechaiva, Mishim Achos, Mishim Eshavin. The fact that Pasuk repeats itself, we can learn from here that the fact that it's repetitive, that you should be able to be Chayav two different Lavin over here. So it says the Gemara, how's Rabbi Yosef going to respond to that? Rabbi Yosef Ridu Amarkra, Achosli, specifically says she's your sister, which is implying that it's coming to exclude something. Mishim Achos, Tamachayav, Tamachayav, Mishim Eshavin. No, the Pasuk specifically is saying, Achosli, that to tell you that she's in a Chanami, she's only your sister, not necessarily going to be Chayav for two different Lavin. Rabbanan, what are they going to respond to Achosli? What do they do with that? Joshua, Hi, Achosli, Maya, Vadilei. To tell you that when it comes to a brother who's going to have bia with his sister, who is also his sister from his father, and his daughter, meaning his normal sister, not a half sister. If it's fully his sort of sister, there's a concept in onshim and adin, in mansir and adin. Mamish from this psukim that we learn, if it says that I'm usher to marry my usher to have bia and have relations with my half sister from only one, we only share one parent. So then, kolshik, I would say kavachomer that kavachomer should say that she's usher to me if she's my sister based on both parents. So why is it that the Torah goes out of its way? So we learn two different halachas. We learn in onshim and adin. And there's another concept that emas here in minadin. You're never allowed to give a warning. The Torah, every punishment, the Torah has a azara, a warning, and also the actual punishment of what you're going to get. So here we learn in mazir nadin, the first cause of this point. So where it says Rabbi Yossi Yehuda is going to say im kain, if that's the whole point to teach you in mazir nadin, lich l'rachmana achoscha. It should have said achoscha, she's your sister. He lamale. There's a double drasha. Why do you need the word of he? Mishim achoscha to mechayva v'etam mechayva m'sheisavi. There's a double exclusion to those that he is teaching you. That you're only chayav one, not two. For Abad and how they're going to respond to this? Afa gav dechsev achoscha. Even though it says achoscha with regards to this point, itzrech l'mitav. He has to say he because l'otamar v'alma mazir nadin. I would have said normally we will have a kavachomer to punish somebody. Why would you say that achoscha is different? To teach you milsa the isa bekavachomer tarach because of lakra because of rachmana he. That I would have said that why do I have this kavachomer? I would have thought that something which could be derived through kavachomer, the Torah goes out of its way to mention. This is a concept we'll use many times, that we have a drasha for something that's mentioned in kavachomer. It's a beautiful pshat from the Bnei Saskha. We never find this, that milsa the isa bekzera shava tarach because of lakra, that the Torah goes out of way to teach me something which I can derive from the 13 principles. Why only by a kavachomer do we use this principle? So Bnei Saskha says very beautifully that because what is a kavachomer? Kavachomer is a logical inference that you say. If this is your sister from my, only because she's a half sister, then kavachomer is somebody who's my full sister from both my mother and my father is going to be my sister halachically. So even that, the Torah goes out of way to mention to teach you the whole Torah, Kol Torah Kula, is the only reason we keep it, not because it makes logical sense to us. We keep the Torah because the Torah tells us it. And the Torah goes out of its way sometimes to teach you even something which you could have derived through a logical inference. No, you only keep it because I told you. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you. Very nice idea. We see this concept many times, the Milsa Daisa B'Kal Chomer, Tarach because of Lakra. Anyway, what's Rabbi Yossi going to respond to that? That's what Rabbanan says. Rabbi Yossi is going to say, Rabbi Yossi, Im Kain, Lichtav Rechmana Ala Achoscha, He, B'Idach Kwa, you should say it in the other pasuk. Why you mention it specifically in this pasuk, and therefore Rabbi Yossi is holding that point. So, okay, we'll pick up with Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda in tomorrow's daf.